This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 19th, Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart here, joined with Paul Perillo. As we head into the holiday season, no transactions really to talk about on this roster report, but a couple little interesting things. We'll talk about the injury report, as we do each and every week as part of this little schnig-dig we do. I don't know what that word is. I just made it up.
What's a schnig-dig?
But in terms of the roster, a couple guys brought in veterans, Paul, this week for workouts that I'd like to get your feeling on. Veteran cornerback Brian Kelly and fourth-year defensive end Erasmus James had tryouts, reportedly, according to the Boston Globe at Gillette Stadium. Let me just run down Kelly real quick. 11-year veteran, had 11 starts for the Detroit Lions, and played the first 10 years of his career with Tampa. And James was a former first-round pick with the Vikings, had a couple ACL tears, and obviously has never lived up to that status. Are those just due diligence moves, or do you foresee some roster maneuvers moving forward here in the last week plus?
Well, clearly the depth at both of those spots has been, you know, anything on defense, the depth has sort of been called into question. Up front with James, I think it's probably a little bit more the due diligence kind of thing, because I think that there's a lot of talent there. I remember him at Wisconsin being one of the more prolific pass rushers coming out in the draft that year. Obviously, the knee injuries have prevented him from doing much. But with Brian Kelly, a veteran guy who obviously has started a lot of games over the years with the Bucs, yeah, I mean, why not, you know, kick the tires and see if he has anything left there? And maybe you talk to him a little bit and see how quickly he might be able to sort of assimilate to the system. Obviously, most of his career was spent in the Tampa 2 with the Bucs, so I'm not sure if that translates to what he'd be asked to do here. But, you know, any and all comers right now for the Patriots defense.
Obviously, with Kelly, defensive back, you look at the injury report, and that leads us into that. James Sanders is a guy who missed some time now, missed practice this week, did not participate. He's the most serious of injuries. Ellis Hobbs and Lewis Sanders also are on the injury report with both with shoulder injuries with limited participation. But do you think there's a possibility this Sanders thing, and they're seeing it, you know, go into next week and then potentially the postseason? And obviously Lewis Sanders has some position flexibility, and could, you know, Kelly be brought in because of the James Sanders injury?
Yeah, I do. With James Sanders and him talking about it being, he talked about his ribs, and then they're classifying it as a groin problem. So that tells me he's probably got one of those sports hernias that those don't go away. And I think probably Ty Warren is dealing with a similar kind of situation. And we've seen how he's been affected by that. So, yeah, I do think there's some concern going forward over James Sanders' availability. And you're thin at that spot. The safeties, you know, with if he's out, Harrison's long gone. Now you're down to Merriweather. You know, Lewis Sanders has played there. And
who is not really a safety.
Right, and Antoine Spann. So, yeah, I mean, I think you might need a little bit more help back there, whether they're true corners, true safeties, whatever. They're defensive backs, they're football players, they might need some more bodies.
And it's gotten to the point where you may actually see Ray Ventrone and or Matthew Slater on the field on defense. Slater flip-flopped back to the defensive blue jersey for practice recently. So there's a chance you could see those guys who are kind of bottom of the roster guys on defense. But the rest of the injury report, obviously the two other guys who have not participated yet this week, although Matt Light was one of them, and there are some reports he may actually be practicing today as they go through their final preparations to take on the Cardinals. But Teddy Bruschi, kind of in the same spot we were for the last couple weeks with the knee injury. Now the team is back on the East Coast with him, but do you think that's one of those where it's strictly postseason possibility for Bruschi and the regular season is kind of out the window?
Yeah, another one of those educated guesses, because we don't, you know, we don't know for sure, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's probably what the newspaper said at the time, a 3 to 4 week injury. And I'd be surprised to see him at all before any possible postseason games.
Any other fears on guys, and I'm going to run them down now, the limited participation type guys. Gary Guyton, as I said, Ellis Hobbs, Mark Lavore, who's an interesting one.
I think that's a concerning one, yes.
Although you still have Wesley Britt, who has started one game for this team, and my guess would be next in line to possibly fill that role. Vince Redd, as I said, Lewis Sanders, Ty Warren, Kelly Washington, Vince Wilfork, those are all limited participation type guys. I think we kind of know what we have with Warren. As you said, it's going to be 50-50. It's going to be rundowns, and it's going to be a problem moving forward and probably will require some sort of procedure in the offseason to move forward to next year. But any of those other guys that really concern you, and would LeBour be at the top?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, because I feel like he's really filled in well. I thought he did a good job for Nick Cashier early in the year when Cashier was out, and I didn't really notice a thing last week when Light went out. So now if you're down to Wesley Britt, I thought he struggled for the most part during preseason, and the fact that LeBour was picked up on waivers right before the start of the regular season and immediately was active for most games before Britt tells you that the coaches felt that was an upgrade. So if your top backup there is out and Light is at less than 100%, yeah, you're a little bit thin there at the tackle spot.
While the Patriots are thin, so too are the Cardinals. Anquan Boldin looks like he may not play, did not participate in practice on Wednesday and Thursday. They've sort of referenced the fact that they could, you know, prepare for the postseason and make sure he's healthy by sitting him out this game. J.J. Arrington did not participate. He's their third down, change of pace, playmaking type running back. And Adrian Wilson is a limited participation. He's their sort of unknown but very productive safety over the years, one of those guys that's really flown under the radar but been a great player.
Going to another Pro Bowl.
Obviously those all benefit the Patriots. First and foremost would be the Boldin situation.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the number one priority coming into Sunday, is you trying to find a way to slow down that passing attack. Well, that's the best way to do it, is have one or more of those guys not play.
Mix Boldin not playing in with a good Friday snowstorm, maybe a Sunday snowstorm, and things are really looking up in New England. One last note before we head out of here. The Pro Bowl roster was announced this week. A pair of Patriots got the honor. First-time guys. Wes Welker will be going and was very excited about it, called his mom, taking his mom to Hawaii, so interesting trip there. And Steven Gostkowski, the kicker, gets the nod, Paul. Any comments on the Patriots who are going to Hawaii and those who are not?
Yeah, well, in terms of the guys going, I think very deserving candidates and first-time candidates. I always like to see guys go for the first time. That's not old hat to them, and they you know, they truly take the honor for what it is. In terms of guys that aren't going that I thought that had a chance, I'd start with Matt Cassel. I thought that the job that he did, you know, and obviously difficult circumstances warranted a trip, but I don't think that necessarily, you know, he's the only one. I thought Philip Rivers had a great year. I don't think it was a snub or anything like that, but, you know, the defensive linemen, Will Ford, Seymour, both had solid seasons. And the offensive line, if they had three guys that were good enough to go last year, I'm kind of surprised. I didn't really notice the drop-off from last year to this year with Mankins, Light, and Copen. So, I mean, the Patriots, as always, have some candidates that didn't go.
All teams do, but I thought the most interesting factor in the snubs, and one that Fred Kirsch was quick to point out, the PFW Poobah, was that each of the likely candidates, guys like Logan Mankins and Matt Cassel and Vince Wilfork, there are Jets going in those positions who you might want to complain about, a guy like Brett Favre, Alan Faneca going as a Jet now after going for years as a Steeler, and Chris Jenkins. So I think there's some interesting border war rivalry talk there when it comes to the Pro Bowl rosters. But we'll leave
that. Only Fred Kirsch can come up with.
And we will leave that to Fred Kirsch on PFW in Progress. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, wrapping up another Patriots.com roster report.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.